the surface of the ocean is always rough. Waves after waves are crashing the shores incessantly. So is our thought waves in the mind, one thought waves after another thought waves. Continuous thought waves, we are not able to hang on to one thought wave. The moment one thought wave has risen to the peak, another has come and knocks that thought off, we are hanging on to the another thought. Another thought waves, the thought waves are coming one after another, they are wrecking our life without realizing the core competency, what we stand for. In Bhagavad Gita talks about this thought waves, the turbulent thought waves are a challenge and knocks even the wise person. The thought waves got to be managed. Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini haranti prasabam manaha. That one loses the game of the life because of the thought waves. Thought waves, one after another, it is coming, incessantly coming. And thought waves, the diver knows how to dive deep into the ocean, dive deep to pick up the pearls. The deep within, there is the pearl is hidden. For us also, to calm the handle the thought ways, the only way is to dive deep. Dive deep, we find serenity. Serenity not by surfing at the surface of our life. You cannot thought ways, one after another, likes and dislike, likes and dislike. If you want that one, dive deep within. Dive deep within. And yesterday I briefly touched upon, it is not important how much you earn, but how you utilize them, that matters. It doesn't matter how much energy you have, and how you channelize the energy is important. How you channelize the energy is important. In the water tank, I may have filled up the water tank. But if I have holes in the water tank, soon the tank will be empty. I may be eating a highly protein-rich diet, so much of protein-rich, but end of the day I feel drained. Most of us are saying we are drained. The thought way, in the ocean also, swimming against the waves is a challenge. It is difficult. Countering the thought way, swimming against the thought ways is a challenge. We are drained. We are drained fighting the thought ways. End of the day, we feel drained. How to conserve the energy? How to conserve the energy? That is where mudras and bandhas come into picture. The mudras, meaning of mudra means locking. Locking, plugging the holes so that water is not leaking. Energy is not leaking. It's a mudra means lock. Bandha means seal over the lock. Double lock is called as bandha. Mudra means mudam dravayati ite mudra. When the energy is not leaked out, energy is there, what brings you the joy in life? Mudam means happiness. Happiness, dravayati, what gives you happiness is called as mudra. Mudra in the asanas we do, asana pranayama we do, asana and pranayama, energy is awakened. Energy is awakened. Without mudras and bandhas, energy gets dissipated. Energy get dissipated. Mudras and bandhas, they are various types. One is using the body, Kaya Mudra. Using the body like Sarvangasana, Viparita Karani, Viparita Karani Mudra. That is the Mahamudra. We do Mahamudra, Viparita Karani Mudra, various asanas, the mudras in the physical level we do. Another one is called as Indriya Mudra, using the senses. Using the lips, you are doing one mudra called as Kaki Mudra. And using the tongue, you are doing another mudra. It is a Kechari Mudra you are doing. And Shanmukhi Mudra, using the ears and eyes, you are doing the Shanmukhi Mudra. Shambhavi Mudra, you are using the eyes to gaze between the eyebrow center. Shambhavi Mudra you are doing. And using the various senses in the body, you are using the Indriya Mudra. Another one is called as Adhara Mudra. Adhara Mudra is a support mudra, like Ashwini Mudra and Vrajoli Mudra. It's another mudra, Vrajoli Mudra. And another mudra is Mano Mudra. Mano Mudra, aware of the breathing. By becoming awareness, bringing the awareness to the breathing, mind calms down. The thought waves rising again and again calm down. Through the meditation technique, through the breathing, Mano Mudra. Mano Mudra. And another one is called as Hasta Mudra, using the palms, doing the mudras using the palms is Hasta Mudra. In the palms, we have the hair is going other parts of the body, not on the palms and on the feet, because here energy is continuously radiating, emitting. Because of the energy emitting, the hair is not growing. The energy is continuously emitting. When a child is crying, the mother puts the hand over the child's head to calm the child crying. This is the energy is passing. People go to a guru not only for learning, but to absorb the energy from the teacher. When you come to the face-to-face, the higher energy, the teacher is radiating the electromagnetic energy. These palms have electromagnetic energy. Coming close to the teacher, face-to-face, you are able to absorb the electromagnetic energy, for it acts as a therapy, inner therapy. The presence, that is, you come close, continuously electromagnetic energy is emitting through here. Some people's hands and feet are very wet. Indicates they are dissipating energy. Energy is getting squandered through this one. In the feet also, not to walk barefoot in wrong places, unsuitable place, not to walk barefoot, because through the feet you absorb the negative energy from the ground in the wrong places. We go to a place of worship, they ask us to take the shoes off, wash your feet and wash your hands and face, go to the place of worship. Why? Because when you go there, you are able to absorb the positive energy through the feet. The barefoot, going there, you absorb the positive energy from that place. It acts as a therapy. In the hands, we have the five fingers represents gross elements. This represents the fire. This represents, forefinger represents air element, middle finger represents ether, ring finger represents earth, this one small finger water element. By, like in medicine is prepared by mixing various ingredients, by combining these fingers, bringing it together in different permutation and combinations, various mudras for, it is used for our daily rituals, as for withdrawing our energy and to the as a therapy. Mudra also indicates a sign, outward sign. Outward sign, like a police says, if this means it's a stop mudra. Stop mudra to convey the message without talking. You are not using a verbal communication through the gestures. That is also called as mudra. For example, these mudras, mudam dravayati, various combination. By doing that one, you can utilize the draining of the energy inward, outbound energy, convert that one inside. Convert outgoing energy, take it inside. Asana and pranayama and your meditation, dhyana, your helps in generating the energy. Mudras and bandhas helps in conserving the energy. I may be generating energy, but I don't know how to conserve. Mudras and bandhas helps in conserving the energy. And through the anusthana, regular practice, spiritual sadhana, you are able to channelize the energy in the right direction. Right direction, channelize. You should know how to channelize the energy. Channelize leading to the awakening of the spiritual energy. Spiritual energy is called as ojas and tejas. The outgoing, generate the energy, conserve the energy, channelize the energy, results in called as ojas and ojas and tejas. Ojas and tejas also called as it's outer brilliance, inner joy, outer brilliance, inner radiance. You should be emitting radiance, inner radiance and outer brilliance. You need both. Both, you life is meant for a brilliant life. You have to radiate energy, inner radiance and outer brilliance. These are those who are aspiring for inner radiance and outer brilliance. Mudras and bandhas play a dominant role along with asana and pranayama. And you should know how to channelize. Channelize like attend class. Sit with the teacher regularly. Many of our teachers, they after taking the certificate, they disappear. They think they can practice. This anusthana is required, otherwise dissipates. Whatever you have accumulated, it gets drained. There is no ojas and tejas, no glow in the face, no brilliance. The life is meant for inner radiance and outer brilliance. Mudras, bandhas helps.